So the situation for Ahmadis in Pakistan has many parallels with the suffering of Hazrat Imam Hussain. A line of the poem of Masih Maud alayhi salam says that Karbala East
Sair-e-Har-Anam
Sad Hussain Ast Dar-Garib-Anam, that I pay visit to the plains of Karbala every moment, and my heart grieves for Hundred Hussain. Could this refer to the present situation, Pakistan?
He referred, you know, the author of this verse has the first right to attribute any meaning to the verse which he himself has created. So after that, you may use it in different connotations, like you do it with every other poet's verses. But you have no right to attribute a different notion to the author which was not in his mind at that time. You know, Ghalib's verses can be applied to various situations for which they were not created, but being similar, they are applied all right. But the notion for which was carried originally by those verses may be a different notion altogether. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said it with regard to the pitiable state of Islam. What he meant was that, and the whole poem is on that subject, that Islam is being attacked from all sides. Great, very grave hazards are faced by Islam in every field, not only in one field, but hundreds of fields, battlefields are opened, where Islam is treated like Hazrat Imam Hussain was treated in Karbala. So today the pathos has deepened much, much more and much more intensified. The fact is that we suffer 100 Karbala now for the sake of Islam. So that was the meaning for which this verse was created, to carry which this verse was created. So you should keep this purely as such. But if you suffer for the suffering of Ahmadis in Pakistan and this verse comes to you as an appropriate expression of your feelings, there's no harm.